This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ, brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
All right, so my little victory is that not only did we make it to Friday.
Yeah.
I saw a shooting star on the way to work.
What?
It wasn't really a shooting star. It was just my eyes playing tricks on me. Ah. But I swore I thought I saw a whoosh straight from the moon. And I went, you're so blind. You're seeing lights. You're confusing stoplights. You probably got a freaking...
You saw some street lamp.
Stigmatism.
Hold on, no.
It was kind of like that where I went, man, I saw a shooting star. No, I didn't.
But did you make a wish just to be safe?
No, I didn't.
You got to make a wish just to be safe.
Is it too late now?
No, you just got to close your eyes real quick and do it. You got time. I'll tell you my little victory in the meantime.
Okay.
Because while I was driving in, I also looked at the moon.
Yeah.
I wasn't lucky enough to see a shooting star. What I was lucky enough.
Neither was I. I'm just blind. But go on.
I'm saying you saw a shooting star.
Fair enough.
If that's not your little victory, then it's mine.
Fine. What was yours?
My little victory is that it honestly felt like a nice, serene, quiet morning. I heard birds chirping. My windows wasn't even down.
The birds chirping are back.
I wasn't mad at it. This morning, I wasn't mad at it. The birds chirping was refreshing this morning.
Well, that makes one of us. I'm glad you enjoyed the birds chirping. Wait till tomorrow and it's Saturday and you want to sleep.
Fair.
Just wait.
Whoa.
Wait, this is about being positive. Little victories. The birds are chirping. Spring is here. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. We made it to Friday, March 21st. I cannot believe it's already the 21st.
You mean Friday, the 20th.
What? Unbelievable. I just cannot.
It's we wildin'.
March flu.
It's over.
A lot of people on spring break. Essentially, you got spring break for a lot of people next week, and then it's over.
Technically, my wife's on spring break now.
Oh, yes.
Because she had parent-teacher conferences earlier this week.
Oh, and she then, did.
Yeah, she ain't got
and
no
she's
students
like, I'm
today.
Out.
Peace.
My kids wish. Mm. They wish.
Oh, I know a lot of kids wish.
Well, it's our last day on the show, though, to give you tickets to see Megan Thee Stallion at Summerfest. So that's coming up at 7:45. And you have time's running out to win those tickets to the Milwaukee Bucks game. We have them exclusively on our website.
Well, the season's wrapping up and we're trying to hit the playoffs. So obviously, you know, it'd be dope if you come support.
We're sending somebody and a friend or whoever they want two tickets to a game on March 28th, which is a Friday. Next Friday. So you can't sit
both
seats.
Could you imagine somebody sitting in both seats?
Yeah.
They lift the armrest up.
Lay across them.
Lift the armrest up and just sit across both.
I would do it. Why not?
Get comfortable.
I mean,
put your feet up. If you're short enough, you can put your feet up.
Go to 1037kissfm.com for your chance to win those tickets to the Milwaukee Bucks game. All right, the question of the day is coming up next. Give us 2 minutes, and then we're going to hit it. And it's about something very fun. It's called candy. Who doesn't like candy?
Dulce?
Yes, hold on.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
We're talking candy salad today. And no, we're not talking about the trauma dumping candy salad you might have seen on TikTok.
Huh?
Have you seen that trend where you dump a bag of candy in and then you talk about something traumatic in your life and then a friend dumps some more and they tell something traumatic and I'm like, okay, I'm more traumatized than when I started.
Yeah. It was
no
like,
thanks.
My ex-boyfriend blankety-blanked and then
my
it was like, my mom,
hit
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, throw a thing in. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. yeah.
They're like, my dad abused me. Throw. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, slow down.
My mother passed away in some crazy accident. Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
So that was a trend on social media. We're not doing that. We're just doing the candy salad, which is nothing more than a bunch of candy thrown into a bowl, and they call it candy salad. This came up yesterday with our guest DJs. We had two fantastic girls in the studio, Mackenzie and her sister Lorelai from Kenosha. They had won their chance to be guest DJs at their school fundraiser auction, and they came in and off the air. You know how people don't talk to us on the air. They wait till we're off the air.
I mean, they were chatty Cathy's off the air.
As soon as the mics go off, they're like, hey, guess what? We made a candy salad. I'm like, what?
And then they got a bunch of questions. Yeah, and we're like, huh?
It's always how people work when they come in the studio. They talk more off the air than they do on.
The mic can be intimidating, and we forget that.
Well, that's fair. That's fair.
You know
we do
saying?
This every day.
Yeah.
So we're used to it.
We ain't new to this. We true to this. And they're like, whoa, crazy. Like, oh.
But they said they made a candy salad. So what would be in your candy salad? And I think it's important to note here that there is no chocolate in a candy. Don't we need to say that? Because you
guess.
Can't. We have to go one way or the other. Either you're making one. There's no chocolate. No, there's
fine,
no chocolate.
No, fine. No chocolate. And I can still play. But I was just saying, like, my immediate thought was like, if we're going candy, what's the word? Is it a chocolate candy salad?
No.
A sour candy salad?
It's candy. It can be
candy, candy.
And they even asked us, can you do you like sour or sweet? And I was like, both.
What's the difference?
I was like, they're both candy they're in both my sweet. Mind. So what's going to go in your candy salad, DZ?
You know those Airhead like rainbow rope things that they got?
Yes.
Sometimes they're in big old strips. Sometimes they're in the like tiny little snack bites. I'd either go big old strips so everybody gets a nice fat one, or the tiny one so everybody could grab a few.
Oh.
But yeah, the Airhead rainbow strips.
That's what you would put in.
And they're kind of sour-ish, if you will, because they got that granulated sugar on them.
I'm looking at candy salads online. I'm definitely going with the sugary gummy worms. What is that? Just like a Sour Patch Kid, basically?
Yeah.
You gotta have the candy, the gummy worms. See, I don't eat this stuff anymore, so I don't even... I'm forgetting what things are called. The gummy worms with sugar on the outside.
Yeah. The sour gummies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's like a Sour Patch Kid, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Kind of. I mean, they don't have to be Sour Patch Kids. You can get the actual worms. They're just called gummy worms.
Right. I just meant in general, like giving someone an idea of what I'm... So, So are we dumping our stuff in and then listeners add to it?
That's exactly what we're doing.
See, I'm catching up. I told you, I'm slow with the candy. Give me a second here.
Because my wife's would be the octopies or the octopussies.
Huh?
Yeah. That's what it is. Well, I don't know. Shut up.
Said it. Okay, wait. I'll say octopies. What are the octopies? Octopies. Let me look for a second.
Now my face is hot.
It should be because I can't even look at you right now.
That's what my wife calls them.
Octopies? What are you even talking about?
They're octopus.
Octopus
gummies.
Candy. Oh,
yes,
gummies.
They're octopus sour gummies. Me and my wife used to eat them a lot in college.
Oh, the trolleys. The Sour Bright. Okay, octopus. Okay.
See, since there's many of them, we used.
Okay, let me just. Okay, fine.
Everybody else is dumping their candy in the bowl. I'm going home.
Sour Patch gummies. Sour Patch gummy worms for me.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
What are you putting in again?
The Airhead rainbow gummies, rainbow strips.
Airhead rainbow strips and Aaron's
octopies. The sour octopies.
I'm gonna put the trolleys.
The trolleys.
I can't say octopus anything after that. Oh. The trolley, Sour Bright octopus, and I'll just move on from there. Mm-hmm. Okay, what are you adding to our candy salad this morning? 414-533-1037. I will add everyone on the text, and we can mix in the calls all together at once next.
Okay. Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
The fun Friday edition of the question of the day, DZ.
I'm loving it.
What are you putting in our candy salad? Inspired by our two guest DJs yesterday, Lorelai and Mackenzie. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
The 9 and 13 year old.
She ain't even 13 no more. She's 13 going on 30. She was 13 yesterday. She's grown
much.
Now.
Essentially.
Basically.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Right.
Now, I put in Sour Patch gummy worms. You put in Airhead rainbow strips, mm-hmm. and you said your wife is contributing a Trolley Sour Bright Octopus.
Octopi. Because there's many.
Let's go to the phones and see what everybody else is adding. Ariana's in Waukesha this morning. Hi, Ariana.
Yes.
Hi.
Good morning. What are you adding to our candy salad? This is a fun, fun Friday edition of the Question of the Day.
Nerd clusters.
Say less.
Yep,
all right, Ariana.
You're in.
Ariana added nerd clusters.
Drop them in. 3 bags, please.
Ooh, I hope nobody else was going to say that.
I mean, they could add more if they want. That's fine. We could just keep adding them because they got the variety of flavors. Mm. They got the berry. They got the non-berry. They got the regular. Yeah.
Nerd clusters are everywhere now.
Seasonal.
You know, I've never had them because they came out after I stopped eating sugar.
Oh, bro, for the one time.
I've never had a nerd cluster.
Can I find you the tiniest piece?
Right. No. You know, I don't mess with it.
Man.
No, thanks. I'm good.
Trying to get you to break it.
And look at you trying to get me to gain my way back. All to try that.
They're that good.
Unbelievable.
It's worth it.
Thanks for calling in, Ariana. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Let's go to Tiffany in Sheboygan next and see what she wants to add. Hi, Tiffany.
Morning.
Hi. Gotta add a little flair with those Pop Rocks.
Say less. You had me at Pop Rocks.
Say less.
Pop Rocks for Tiffany in Sheboygan.
Classic.
Dumping it in?
Definitely.
I wish I was at the store and we could dump it in real time.
Specific flavor of Pop Rocks? I know some people was like cherry aficionados,
fair
blue
enough.
Raspberry. What's the word?
Ooh, I like the cherry. Yeah.
I'll take that. Whoever texted in, I'm going to add Milk Duds. Denied. We already
chocolate.
Said at the beginning, you must. Well, I like Milk Duds. Leave them alone. But I might say at the beginning of this segment, we said no chocolate.
No chocolate. So this is a candy bowl.
Mm-hmm,
different day.
Different day on the show.
Different candy bowl, different day.
We'll do chocolate one day.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right. Thanks for calling, Tiffany.
Plug.
Yeah, have a great Friday.
You too. Bye. Perfect plug. Pop Rocks.
Our girl Lisa is in West Dallas, as she likes to call it, Stallywood.
Bruh. I mean, can we call it Stallywood?
We can't. We call whatever we want. Who's going to stop us? Who?
Not the mayor.
Lisa, hi.
Buenos dias.
Lisa, Danny from Oak Creek texted in and said DZ just got a restraining order to stay 100 feet away from the octopus aquarium.
Hey, y'all leave me alone. Bueno, se le olvida que soy latino y español es mi primer idioma. Déjeme ser.
I will never sleep. That's one of my favorite moments on this show, by the way, that moment. Okay, if you missed it, you missed it. Too bad. Lisa, hi.
Man, forget y'all. Listen back on the Odyssey app.
Lisa, what are you adding to our candy salad today? Talk to us.
Watermelon Sour Patches.
Oh. Yes. Specifically the watermelons, though, right?
Yes, specifically. I like the regular ones, too, but Allie already said Sour Patches, I believe.
I did. Yeah. I said the gummy worms, so yep. I was very specific.
Kind of
I love it how we're doing different flavors of different things to dump in, but fine.
Well, it's
fine
a salad for a reason. Y'all ain't never made a little mixed salad with your homies?
No.
Everybody brings something different.
No, I don't trust my homies. I make my own salad.
Fair enough.
Airhead Rainbow Strips was DZ. The Sour Patch Gummy Worms was me. Then his DZ's wife threw in Trolley Sour Bright Octopus.
A pie. Octopi.
Ariana threw in Nerd Clusters. Tiffany said Pop Rocks. And now Lisa's added Watermelon Sour Patches.
We're winning right now,
y'all.
We're
on a roll. Lisa.
We need to make this.
I can't wait to see it. We're going to make it this weekend and meet up. See you later, Lisa.
All right, I'm off on weekend. My birthday was the other day. All right, I'll see you then.
Happy birthday.
Happy belated birthday. We love you. We'll meet you up this weekend. Bye.
Bye. I want to read the text, but I don't want to blow anyone's answer.
I know, because there's some good ones coming in,
we
man.
Have so many good texts. Go to
Question.
Kelly in Sussex. Yeah.
Before we hit Kelly, does caramel count as chocolate as far as this endeavor?
Because
think about it. It's along the same lines where they...
I wouldn't add it.
I wouldn't.
I don't want to put caramel in my candy salad.
No. I love caramel.
Goes
whatever
with chocolate.
You call it, caramel or caramel, it does go with chocolate, though.
Fair enough. It's denied. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you picking? Because I want to read some of these texts. Where are you going for?
I was going to go with the nerd clusters, but since that was taken, I'll go with berry Skittles.
I was waiting for someone to say Skittles.
Some of the OG candies are being left out, and I'm okay with that.
The Skittles are a big OG candy that were left out.
But we're going the gummy way so far. Like, it's been straight gummy, and some people don't necessarily care for that.
Well, I'm glad you added Skittles. I also want to shout out whoever texted in and said, it's Hector in Oak Creek, our boy. He said, I'm going to have to throw in those Starburst jelly beans. Yes!
Yeah.
Hector received.
Yes, sir.
Hector, we've added Starburst. Starburst jelly beans. Phenomenal.
Gotta be the Starburst ones. Gotta be.
Yeah. We don't want other jelly beans.
No, we only trust in Hector's.
Only the Starburst.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. That's fantastic. Okay, Kelly, the salad's getting heavy over here. Thanks for adding.
Yeah, not a problem. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Kelly said the berry Skittles. Mm. All right. We're running out of time, but I want to know what everybody says. Bring up Roger. What the hell?
Why not?
Roger, we're out of time, but I want to know what you're adding to our candy salad. Talk to us.
Happy day too, man.
Hi.
Good morning. Good morning. Ali Deezy, Milwaukee Stand Up. It's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R. If you don't know now, you know. Let's go.
Woo!
You got to throw in the tropical noun laters.
Oh, the now-a-laters.
Give you something to chew on now and later.
Oh, I should have known.
Yes, sir. We should have known Roger, the OG of OGs, was going to come through with the OG.
I feel like now-a-laters were one of the only candies when I was a kid. Like, mm-hmm. you had that, Skittles. There were only like five candies when I was a kid. Nerds. You didn't have all these choices. You sure didn't have Starburst jelly beans. You had Starburst. Okay.
And the wrapper was very difficult to get off.
We didn't have only a pink bag and only a yellow bag. You couldn't even divide them. You had to do it yourself.
Bray, remember back in the day when we used to try to like unwrap the Starburst in our mouths like full go?
We sucked at it.
Yeah.
That's
right. Man, they were
scratched off of the noun later. They scratched off the noun later. That's all they did. That's true.
Hey, Nancy added Chewy Sprees on the text line. Yes, Nancy. The Chewy Sprees.
Not the powdery ones.
Nope. And then Laura from Racine, I have to deny you. She wanted to add peach rings. Nope. Sorry. No thanks. I'm denying. Yeah. For the first one, I'm denying the peach rings.
Throw a couple in.
Nope.
But it's like olives in a salad. I don't need that.
Absolutely not.
That's olives in the salad. No, thank you.
Lindsay and Maguanago Airhead Bites.
I'm with it.
Airhead Bites.
Yes. Yeah,
and Jolly Rancher Sour Bites. That's Kira wrote in.
Can we add any more to this salad? I don't think so.
No, we're the bowl's too full. Gotta go.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, what's the problem today, and are you going to give good advice? I'll be the judge of that.
I might just let y'all rock today, and I abstain. I'm sorry.
Let me hear what the problem is.
I don't know, man. I say
this like it's What Would Allie Do? What would DZ do, though? What's the issue? What did we get today?
Well, somebody texted us. Somebody messaged us and said that they got posted in one of those Are We Dating the Same Guy groups.
Ah!
Mm-hmm. So the other day.
Love to hear this.
My girlfriend straight up came up and asked me if I was cheating. Out of nowhere.
Okay.
I said no, because I'm not, and have never, and would never.
Mm-hmm.
Never thought about doing something like that. See, she then shows me the screenshots she gets from a random Instagram account that made a post anonymously on an Are We Dating the Same Guy group located in my college town. This is years ago. The only thing she showed me was a screenshot of an old Hinge account, and I explained that was an old account, unused. Mm-hmm. I actively don't have it and have never used it since we started dating. All the pictures are super old. I even re-downloaded it and logged in to show her there was no activity.
Yeah.
I want to bet on the fact that it's an ex-girlfriend who things didn't end well with, and she's upset about seeing me with another person. She's probably posted it after she saw some pictures of me and her on vacation on my Instagram looking happy. A little while later, the Instagram account sent her another screenshot showing another comment confirming that he has a girlfriend and that cheaters are disgusting. I'm not super comfortable with being posted in these groups and falsely accused of being a cheater, but I don't want to just push the boundaries.
Okay.
I guess my question is, what do I do?
So he got posted in Are We Dating the Same Guy, which is a Facebook group where women post men to get information to find out if they should go out with a guy.
And it sounds like a fake profile or a strange profile.
He's saying he's not on these apps anymore,
right.
and somebody else is trying to throw him under the bus.
He thinks it's
now,
an ex.
Then fine. Then you know what's going to happen?
What?
Then nobody's going to comment on you, and you're right. Then you're not a cheater, and you have nothing to worry about, because the only worry is if you get posted and then all these women chime in and go, oh, I know him. I mean, that's how I busted a guy cheating.
Fair.
I busted a guy cheating because I posted him and some girl goes, oh, I met him last week. He's a great kisser. And I went, excuse me?
Yeah.
And then she slid into my DMs and then he tried to lie. If somebody doesn't, but if you have done nothing, nobody's going to comment on you.
You shouldn't be worried about it.
Because there are guys that get posted and nobody comments. And then there are guys that get posted by women.
That
and other
comment.
Women say, he's a great guy.
Okay.
He's my neighbor or he's my brother. And then you have men that get posted where women go, that's my ex-husband. He's, be careful.
XYZ.
He's a cheater. Mm-hmm. Just letting it out there. You know, all these different things. So
my initial thought was to say, reach out to the ex. But he literally wraps and says, messaging my ex is not an option in this scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes reaching out to people from your past is not worth it.
Yeah.
How do I go about it? I've already deleted my old Hinge account.
Because somebody, yeah, I agree that it might be an ex who's curious about his current situation.
Sure.
And maybe wants to see, okay, well, we know he's with somebody else, but is he cheating on the new somebody
mm-hmm.
else? And now we're going to
mm-hmm.
throw him out there now.
But
you would always have some kind of consistent sound on the board if you post a guy. Like, it always ends up being the same story from woman after woman.
There'd be
so
a pattern.
So you can only run for so long on that page.
You can comment on those pages anonymously.
Yes,
right?
I think so.
Or post anonymously.
Remember, they kicked me out because I talked about it on the air.
Because it says they were posted anonymously.
Yeah, so somebody posted anonymously. I did that.
Is there any way to find out, or does anybody, like, does the modifiers or moderators of those groups, do they have access to see who actually posted?
Yeah,
like,
but they won't tell you. There's like 17 moderators on Are We Dating the Same Guy, and they're never going to, unless you're one of them, you're probably, and I don't think they're allowed to tell anyone. I think that's part of the rule.
I understand. You don't want somebody lying on your name. And if you know you've got a specific mm-hmm. person, this could be pursuable as far as like, hey, I'd like to get a restraining order on somebody that's out here really trying to defame my character or whatever.
You could if it was all a lie.
Right.
But if you got 17 women saying the same story. Kind of like the guy I told you about earlier in the week that sent me the crazy message. I had gone and looked him up on Are We Dating the Same Guy? And every woman had posted screenshots
of him
harassing
yep.
him.
And that's
exactly what he did to me.
Yeah.
And so then that's why I deleted him. And then he came and found me and sent me the same kind of message. So,
harassing
so
some more.
So you see, okay, well, that was true.
Pattern tracks.
But I've also seen guys where I've seen a guy and I've been like, I'm not commenting on that because I don't want anyone to know what I know about him because I don't want retaliation. I've had guys where I do not intentionally comment on their picture because I don't want them to know that I posted about them.
But I have a
lot of dirt. And
okay.
it's like, so that's the other problem. That worries me too.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
So what do you think, bro? Because honestly,
well, if he didn't do it and he's saying
you think,
he
don't
didn't
worry
do
about it?
It?
Let the page post you and kind of like keep letting the strange account comment on
you? If nobody's saying anything bad, I would say let it go.
But
if
they're getting screenshots of commenters.
That would bug me.
There's
got to be a way to sue.
There's got to be.
And be like, this is not happening.
If there's one or two comments, is it like, all right, maybe this isn't true. But if there's 15, 16 comments, yeah, it's probably true.
Whoever texted in rule number one of Are We Dating the Same Guy, do not talk about Are We Dating the Same Guy. That's impossible.
Ain't that a different movie?
There's like 30,000 members in this group now in the Milwaukee area. Give me a break.
Pretty sure y'all were talking
about.
Never mind. We can't talk. You know what? You're right. You can't talk about it. You are right. That's rule number one.
It's well known that it's out there, people.
So does he just let it go? Because honestly, I don't know if my advice is worth it. Because I'm really saying hit up the moderator, get somebody to join this group. Because yeah, I'd go clear your name and make sure. Because you don't want your good relationship ruined over an ex who's trying to start. Nothing but drama.
Well, and that's the thing. There are women on those pages who you can tell are just mad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, you're just irritated. What did he? You have to be able to decipher between those people,
right,
though.
Right.
The ones that were, because remember, I posted
he
one.
He can't join this group.
Do you
He's
remember?
A dude.
There was one dude I posted, and I'm telling you, I've never seen so many comments from women about how awful he was. And I mean, it was like one after another, and I went, okay.
Then you know.
And then it was like, well, this is obviously a pattern.
Have you ever seen anybody posted that has like a random comment that you're like, that's probably fake?
Yes, where a woman is mad and she's like scorned.
Yeah,
yes, you can see. You have to just have to be able to figure those out, though. It's so hard. But if I was the guy, I'd be mad.
How do you figure this out? How does this man like navigate through this? And what do we call him? We haven't given him a name.
I don't know. WXSSHD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Let's give him Faithful Freddy.
Faithful Freddy.
Because he's faithful, according to him.
Shout
right?
out my guy, Freddy Boom, man.
Faithful Freddy, 414-533-1037. So he got posted in Are We Dating the Same Guy, which we're not supposed to talk about, whatever.
It's like Fight Club, whatever.
But he's in a relationship, he's loyal, and he doesn't know what to do about this post that went out there.
I mean, he got a new girlfriend, he got a loyal girlfriend, and
he's
loyal
back.
Leave
me alone. I do feel bad for those guys.
Can you just report it, right?
I guess. Maybe. I don't know. We'll talk to you guys next.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
I really cannot. I'm getting these texts from somebody who's really mad saying that this group is for the safety of women, and it's disgusting and horrible that I'm doubling down saying I don't care because I'll talk about it on the radio.
What? Is this like this that big of a problem? Like, I understand what the group is for, but...
I understand, too. But do you know that how I found out about the group? From a man I was dating who showed me the group. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm saying.
It's not a secret.
I literally found out about it from a dude.
Sure. Fair.
I don't know what else to tell you.
Fair.
And now I have 17 women I can ask to pull it up at any time, as could you, DZ, and look at it. Any of us, it's not a secret.
But
I do think it's messed up, and I do think it's great that women can go in and find out who the bad guys are, but I also think it's messed up
if
somebody good gets posted, that's messed up too, and then they have bad comments, you know?
Thank you.
Somebody said, this is not Fight Club. Chill out, ladies.
Hey, we don't talk about it. Rule number one.
And there are all kinds of ways also to protect yourself with dating. I just want to say that.
Well, and this guy feels like he's in a good place. I feel like this guy's in a good place. Mm-hmm. And he's going, I would like to clear my name so that me and my girlfriend could move on. Because she done randomly walked up to him and goes, hey, are you cheating on me?
Mm-hmm.
And he went, huh? Excuse me? Right? You know what I mean? Probably, was it perturbed?
Well, it's like you said off the air, you go, DZ, you go, anyone could just post me. What if they just put me in there? I'm married, happily married to my high school sweetheart for years.
Anybody know this guy?
Anyone could post you.
Does anybody know this guy?
Messed up.
And somebody would go, yeah, dog, he's married. That's DZ. He got a wife and kid, talks about him all the time. What are you on, mm-hmm. bro? But it's going to stir the pot. You hear what I'm saying? That's wild. And that's where I'm coming from, where I'd want to investigate myself.
Yeah. Somebody said, Julian said he needs to delete all exes or anyone he was involved with from his social media. No need to keep the baggage.
He already proved that his whatchamacallit was inactive, his dating profile.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think this is an issue about him and his girl, you know, being able to move on from this.
Yeah.
I want to say it's an issue about him just feeling like he could just sleep at night knowing somebody ain't trying to throw dirt on his name.
I get it. It's frustrating. Somebody said, if it's for the safety of women, why would you not talk about it?
Fair. That is fair.
Don't get me started.
That is roundabout
okay,
really fair, dog.
Dawn and Muskego said the same thing, two back to back. If it's for women's safety, then you should spread the word about it. Okay, but it's fine. We don't need to argue about are we dating the same
guy,
which I just said again.
We don't got to digress.
Anyway, okay, let's go to Ryan in Calabama. I want to hear what this guy's going to say.
Another happily married man.
Yeah, right? The irony. Faithful Freddy.
Good morning, man.
What should Faithful Freddy do? He got posted in Are We Dating the Same Guy? And he's like, dude, I'm not even doing anything.
I wouldn't honestly worry about it. Do you know how many people bad talk a name or what goes on in today's society nowadays?
Anybody can put anything on the internet. That's true.
And say that is fact. And with AI?
You're allowing this ignorant person to feed into your life and play with your mind.
And it's working.
And it's working because the girl's going, wait, are you cheating? Who posted
they
you?
They are affecting your life right now and your happiness.
Don't allow that to happen. It's all social media garbage.
Yeah.
So quit it. Just erase it. And if your girl still feels like it's hurting or, you know, it's bothered her, have a sit-down conversation with her and tell her just to dish it all out and get it all out of the system.
Mm.
You know, you've proved your fact by showing that your hinge is already...
long gone.
Long gone, deleted, whatever, right.
And you got nothing to worry about. You know, you've been happy for so long, and now all of a sudden somebody's going to throw a wrench in your plan? No, that ain't the way. No, let it go. Move on. Mm-hmm. You've got better things, better
because if you really were cheating, somebody could just reach out directly to your woman and be like, listen.
Right.
Linda, listen. We've got this, okay?
Hey, facts, man. So you just say, let it go, let it be, and y'all going to be all right. If she and y'all can't get past this, it wasn't meant to be then.
Exactly. And if you can get past this hurdle, then you know she might be the one. You never know.
Mm. Sound advice, man. You know what, bro? We don't need nobody else.
I think your wife texted in that said Ryan didn't date enough women to have any input on this. He's talking about one or two women.
Wasn't her. She's sitting right next to me right now. She's showing me her phone right now. She says people be getting butthurt over here.
Oh! 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. We do have Megan Thee Stallion tickets coming up in the next 20 minutes. And
hold
then
on,
dumpster
on.
Fire dating.
A double hold on. Hold
just
on.
When I thought I didn't have any stories. I found myself at the gym yesterday with four stories for my trainer. Four.
And one of them stories was on my Instagram.
Yes, it was. Oh, man.
Lord have mercy. You can't take us nowhere.
No, you cannot take us anywhere. That's for sure. So, DZ, did you do the team building thing that we were supposed to do here at work?
Huh? What'd you say?
Did you see what the new...
I'm having trouble with my headphones.
We're
going to
probably get in trouble for this. We have this thing at work, this engagement thing, you know, where they want us to engage with each other. And DZ and I love most of the people we work with.
I'm an engaging guy.
I like to hang out with my coworkers.
Come engage with
us. The ones I like to hang out with them. The ones I like.
I love to engage.
So they put up a new engagement challenge, and we're in a meeting the other day, and they go, did everybody get the engagement? And I'm like, oh, what are we doing now? And then they're like, it's a basketball bracket. I went, damn it.
Well, it is March.
Why is it always the dudes with sports ideas in this place? And yeah, I said what I said.
It's the easiest thing to do for a mass quantity of people.
So then our coworker who is taking time out of his busy day to make this, so we engage with each other, came in and goes, did you fill out your bracket? And I go, I don't have time for a bracket.
He gave us the 2-hour warning or something
so
like
annoying.
That. And was like, hey, y'all, just so you guys know,
did you guys get the link? I didn't get the link. I don't have time.
Mind you, we had guests in the building at the time.
So I filled out the stupid bracket while we were on the air.
We were doing a lot. And you filled it out still?
Mm-hmm.
You actually filled it out, bro?
I just guessed. I don't know.
Well, I know you weren't going to put no sportsy thought behind it.
I don't even remember who my final two is.
Really?
Yes. So wait, did you do it or not?
I didn't.
The only reason I did it is because they said we're going to win money or gift cards if we do it. And so I was like,
there was money involved?
That's the only reason I did it.
Tank, why didn't you say that louder, bro?
I thought you heard that in the meeting. Otherwise, I would never have filled out my bracket.
I did, but I didn't think it was real money.
I'm saying I don't want to go to a bar and watch basketball. I'm just saying I don't want to fill out the bracket when you force me to do it at work. It's team engagement.
Honestly.
And now I sound like a bad sport and a bad team player because now I'm complaining about the engagement activity. Do you see my problem?
Allow me to flip it because you're not a bad sport. If anything, I'm a bad sport. You did it. You filled it out.
Even then I'm complaining.
That's okay, though.
I'm never going to hear the end of this.
That's what we do. We do the thing, and then we complain about the thing that we've just done. But it got done, didn't it? Okay,
the
great.
The irony that I'm complaining about the team engagement
and
activity.
Watch you win, bro.
I would die.
I'd decrease myself.
I would die.
Listen,
especially since I just guessed.
I wanted to
do a
bracket.
Marquette, I'll send you. Oh, Wisconsin, what the hell? Okay.
Yeah, that sounds like a good
sounds
school.
Good.
Who's McCreasy? The water boy got an NIL deal? What?
I can't believe you didn't fill out the bracket. You're the sports guy.
I'll tell you why, though. And I wanted to. I was interested in it. I'm not going to be watching a lot of March basketball, but it's because I'm busy. Y'all know this about me.
You are very busy with NBA basketball.
That's part of the reason why I didn't fill it out, though. I lost track of time yesterday and ran out of time before the first game started. I, unfortunately, can't go back and fill it out now because no matter what I do, my bracket will never be full.
It will never be because we started.
Because it started. The game started. That's where the time crunch came in. I ran out of time because we had guests in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had stuff to do immediately afterwards, right?
Mm-hmm. We did.
After that, we had a meeting. And then after that meeting, we literally had a Zoom meeting.
We had nonstop stuff yesterday.
And then after that, I had my training session with Jeremy at the Princeton Club.
Yeah, it was go, go, go.
So
yesterday.
I'm going, bruh. And I didn't even make it over to Brewery Credit Union. So it's like, wow, I didn't get enough in my day.
That's how I felt when they came in yesterday and they're like, did you do the bracket? I'm like, the bracket is the least of my worries right now. Like, I don't have time for the bracket.
My eye is twitching because I'm upset that I didn't do it, but it's because I did not have time at all. We're trying to pack. We're trying to clean. We're going on a nice little trip over the weekend to take our family on a refreshing family kumbaya.
You sure are.
And no, I didn't have time to do any of that. So when the game started and I'm at the gym talking about it with Jeremy and he's like, did you do a bracket?
Were you getting triggered?
I said, when
was I going to do the bracket?
That's when I remembered that I didn't do the bracket. Jeremy asked me, he was like, so I'm sitting there doing the set, like, did you do the bracket? And then you walk up 2 seconds later, spotted a DZ in the wild.
My bad.
Now I'm triggered again, bro.
Sorry. So our team building was a bracket, you guys, and which I filled out and DZ did not, and he's the sports guy. And I threw a fit about filling it out, which just shows how I'm so bad at being a team player because it was supposed to be a team engagement thing.
Don't you dare throw me in on Am I the Jerk randomly.
I might.
Don't you dare.
I won't.
Don't
I won't. We got dare. Such a good one for Am I the Jerk. Well, yesterday
bananas.
I met a guy who said he was doing four different brackets because he figured he could win that way. Because if one busts, you see what I, and I go, okay.
I bet you all four are busted by this
Shout
morning.
Out Luke. He knows who he is. I was talking to him yesterday. I go, I'm busting you out on the air. He goes, I got four brackets going, so I win no matter what.
Luke better check in because I'm willing to bet at least two of them are gone. Yep.
Unbelievable. Well, happy March. I'll just say that since we can't say the two words together because it's copyrighted.
It's madness.
Yeah, it's madness, isn't it?
Especially in March.
All right, you ready for Am I the Jerk?
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
We got this one, and I, again, moved it to the top. All the people waiting on their Am I the Jerks to get read, I'm sorry. We get better ones, and I move them to the top.
Not better.
No offense.
Things that are more pressing, let's say.
Or something we've never dealt with before on Am I the Jerk.
Like this one.
Yeah, you can always email them to us. amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. All right. We named her Dancing Darla. Maybe she named herself that. I don't remember naming her that. I think she...
I was going to say, was I half asleep when we named her? Because I don't remember naming this person.
Our listeners are so in tune, they're giving themselves names.
They're naming them. So Dancing Darla.
I love this.
Okay, Darla.
I love you, Darla, for
Dancing
that.
Dancing Darla.
She said, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for not dancing with my stepmom at my wedding? Hold on. She said, my stepdad has been in my life since I was in kindergarten, and he has always been there for me. Because of this, I asked him to do the father-daughter dance with me at my wedding. I was hoping to dance with both my dad and my stepdad, and thankfully, my dad seemed okay with it.
Cool.
Or so I thought.
Oh.
Lately, my dad's been hinting that if I'm dancing with my stepdad, I should also dance with my stepmom during the mother-daughter dance.
Oh.
I've known my stepmom for almost 3 years. I like my stepmom. We have a good relationship, but I really wanted that moment to honor my mom, who has always been there for me.
There's a mother-daughter dance, too?
Yeah, there can be, yes. You can be whatever you want.
I guess it's your day. Right. Nerman, let me stop talking.
So she said, recently, my stepmom texted my mom asking if she would be willing to share the dance with her.
What'd you spill over there?
I almost spilled my coffee. Girl. She said, my mom made it clear to me that she's willing to do whatever makes things easier for me, but I don't think my mom should have to share that moment. I feel caught in the middle and guilty, but I told my mom to tell her no.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I the jerk for not dancing with my stepmom at my wedding? Okay, so let me get this straight.
She's persistent, though, and she wants to dance with you.
You got the audacity in this one that the stepmom calls the bio mom and says, do you mind if we share the mother-daughter dance? And the bride's like, I didn't ask you to dance at my wedding.
Could you imagine she cuts in? Talk about, may I have this dance?
Oh my God, I would die. I'd be like, no, you've only been in my life 3 years. You're cool, but get out.
They're trying to J-Lo and Shakira the situation.
100%.
They want to make them split a song.
I want to split it up.
Wow.
So she's saying, I want to dance with my dad and stepdad. They're cool with that.
Sure.
I want to dance with my mom, but I don't want to dance with my stepmom because, again, good relationship, but she hasn't been there my whole life like my stepdad has.
Doesn't feel
That's
as
important. The difference.
Yeah, but
the stepmom hasn't been around her whole life like the stepdad has.
But the plan is that she's going to be there for the rest of your life, and hopefully you guys can continue to bond. And this is a part moment that allows you to bond. And later you'll look back when you are closer going, I am glad we danced together at my wedding.
Really?
Maybe.
No way.
Am I reaching?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the stepmom's wild for asking to butt in on this dance.
She's wild out of pocket for sure.
But you think that Dancing Darla should just say, do what the mother of the bride's going, whatever makes everyone happy.
Exactly.
I don't care.
And I get it, bro, but it feels a little petitious, man. It is your day. It's you do what you want, but then everybody's getting danced with but your stepmom.
Yeah, pretty much. Because she came in 3 years ago.
Well then.
Awkward. And I get it. Once you're already a family, you're like, what about me?
But, yeah.
All right, 414.
For the rest of life now?
No, not for the rest of life. No. In 18 years, when she gets remarried for the second time,
hey, yo.
Then the stepmom can have half the dance.
Then
that
she can
one.
Dance?
Yeah, because she'll be around for 20
she'll
years.
Dance at the second wedding? 414-533-1037.
She gotta stop.
Is dancing Darla the jerk for not dancing with her stepmom at her wedding? She doesn't want to. She wants to dance with stepdad, dad, and mom.
You're
and that's
saying
it.
No. You're saying not the jerk.
Not the jerk. It's the bride's wedding. She gets what she wants, and I'm just blown away that the stepmom even asked. I get why she... It's all for optics at this point.
Yeah, it's for optics.
And that's what irritates me even more.
I say jerk for not even considering it, right? Or at least talking to her about it and being like, no, I'd rather not, because maybe she could talk you into it by giving you the reasons why she wants to.
If it was a biological mom or something, different. I might be able to be like, okay, this is awkward, because do you remember the famous story that I've told, and I'll tell it again, my cousin at her wedding only had her stepdad walk her down the aisle, her biological father, who is my blood uncle.
Your uncle.
Because you know why? My uncle, for years, struggled with alcoholism and was not in her life. There were birthdays she didn't even get a card, and so she asked her stepdad to walk her down the aisle. My uncle is clean for many years. He's in her life, but at the end
and
of the day,
at the wedding.
And was at the wedding happily, but he was not the one who walked her down the aisle.
And
was that awkward?
He understood.
Yeah,
though.
But it was awkward as hell, but we all just dealt with it because it is what it is.
Is it
you
awkward
can't pretend
still today?
Like you're a happy family when you're not. It's great today.
It doesn't matter today.
Today they're great.
Cool.
But she's been married 15, 20 years.
Yeah. Well, maybe then it doesn't matter.
I'm saying,
the dance don't matter.
Whoever
then.
Your parent is to you is your parent.
Ah, dog.
But you can't, your stepmom can't come in. All right, 414-533-1037. I'm talking in circles here. So I say
not the jerk.
You say jerk.
At least talk.
Okay. All right. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so you call in and decide the answer to the moral dilemma on Am I the Jerk? You can always send them in, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. Dancing Darla wants to know if she's the jerk for not dancing with her stepmom at her wedding.
Yeah, it's better y'all decide than us, because we can just like start the conversation. Mm-hmm. Y'all actually get to wrap it up.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I want to start with Lisa in Maguanago this morning. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Okay, so she wants to know if she's the jerk for not dancing with her stepmother at her wedding. She's going to dance with her stepdad, her biological father, and her mother, but not her stepmom. And now the stepmom wants in.
3 out of 4 ain't bad. What'd you think?
Yeah, so I think Darla's being the jerk. I think it's okay she doesn't dance with her stepmom. The relationship she has with her stepmom, it is what it is.
Sure.
But to make her mom take the blame is not okay. She needs to have a conversation with her stepmom, and she needs to tell her the truth. Because, listen, in the future, hopefully Darla's going to have a family, and her parents are going to want to continue to come together for those children's birthdays and future life celebrations.
Sure.
And
the important part.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
No, I was going to.
You go ahead. You're on a roll
there. We're ADD and are, like, talk to agree
going,
to understand.
Uh-huh,
yes.
And, but I don't think it's fair, though, that the bride is now getting blamed because the stepmom has inserted herself in what she thinks, how she thinks the dances should go. At the end of the day, it's the bride and groom's decisions. I hate it when parents overstep the boundaries and try to make all the decisions, especially if they're adding money to the pot, then they really think they get to say in the wedding.
But since it is their decision.
She didn't even do anything, and now she's getting blamed for it?
Does anything also count not having had a conversation with the stepmom as to why she doesn't want to dance with her?
If she doesn't owe her that, the stepmom needs that.
I think that's the least that she owes her.
On what planet do you have to dance with your stepmom at your wedding or your stepdad? You don't.
In a world where anybody can say anything to anyone, the stepmom said, hey, I'd like to dance with you at your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can't just leave her on red.
She didn't read the room.
You can't leave her on red. You got to explain why you don't want to dance with her so she can hopefully understand why, or explain why it's a good enough reason to dance.
I get why Lisa's saying she's a jerk. I just don't think it's fair to the bride.
Fair enough.
But I think the stepmom's being a jerk too. Did she even ask Darla, or did she just jump to Darla's mom?
That's what I'm saying. Why is Darla she's not the jerk in that scenario. The stepmom's putting herself into this scenario.
This sucks regardless.
Yeah. It does suck regardless.
They need to have the awkward conversation together.
Yeah.
Not involving others.
Mm. Well, we already have. Mm-hmm. We already have. Where are you? Good morning, 103.7 KISS FM.
Hi.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Lisa, thanks for calling. You have a great day.
Bye. You too. Bye-bye.
She's a jerk, dude.
I heard it.
Let's go to Megan in Muskego and see what she thinks. Hi, Megan.
Morning, fam.
Good morning.
All right. Is dancing Darla the jerk for not dancing with her stepmom at the wedding?
No, she is not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Opposite of what Lisa just said. Go on.
Yeah. So I think... I think it's mostly because the stepmom, like, inserted herself without, you know, kind of consulting the bride. It seems like it kind of just went to mom, which mom was being actually very nice and being
she
like,
was.
I don't really care, whatever's being
she
kept,
was.
You know. So my parents are together, but my husband's parents are divorced, and I'm fairly certain that, my husband's mom, he gets along with all of, you know, his mom. Both of his parents are remarried, so he's got four parents.
And right. He gets along with everyone.
You know, there's, he loves all of them, but he only danced with his mom at the wedding. Mm-hmm. And as far as I know, no one had an issue with it because, you know, that's his mom and that's who birthed him. And, you know,
well, that's why I said the audacity to call up the other mom and be like, I think we should split the mother of the daughter dance when you're the stepmom. I'm like, that is wild.
It's kind of catty.
He's been in the picture since he was like, I don't know, maybe like, probably like 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like she was in the picture for a long time, but she's still, you know, that's the moment with me and my mom. And, you know, it's my mom's parents are divorced too. And my mom actually, she asked her stepdad to walk her down the aisle when she got married, and he said, no, that is something for your father to do.
See, there's so many different paths, and she asked the stepdad, and he said no. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Oof.
But Megan says not the jerk for refusing to dance with her. It's wild that the stepmom, I can't believe the stepmom asked.
She inserted herself kind of catty and willingly, so it's like you got to have that same catty and willing conversation back and go, nah.
She wants to be as important as everybody else, and it's not saying you aren't, but don't force it on people.
Man, if you don't take the boutonniere and just put that bad boy on and keep rocking,
let
you'll be
all right. Let the usher walk you to the front and just sit down and be quiet.
They're going to know you're the stepmom. Trust us. Dang, bro.
All right. Thanks for calling, Megan. You have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Split down the middle. And guess who's on the phone ready to be a tiebreaker? She said she is hot over this topic.
Oh, my goodness.
Saucy Sandra. I have no idea which way she's going, by the way. Saucy!
Hey, baby, my friend.
Morning,
Happy Friday. Okay, so which way are we going? Jerk or not the jerk for refusing to dance with the stepmom?
For refusing to dance with the stepmom, she is not the jerk. However, where she is the jerk is where she didn't directly communicate with, I'm with Lisa, where she didn't directly communicate with the stepmom. However, the stepmom is also the jerk for not communicating with
the bride,
Darla,
trying to
Darla
go around.
However,
double, triple, quadruple, however.
You're wrong, but I'll tell you why in a second. Go on, Saucy.
The stepdad is the jerk because he already communicated with Darla, hey, you should do this. And Darla said, no, I'm not interested in that.
The regular dad.
So the dad's really the one who's in the jerk for the butt for.
Because the dad's been hinting.
You need to talk to your dad, Dancing Darla.
Because he should have cut it off and been like, no, this
100%.
is.
He's trying to make the wife happy and not the daughter.
Exactly.
Validate the stepmother's feelings and say, I understand where you feel left out. However, this is my wedding. My stepfather has been in my life.
Since I was five.
No disrespect.
Kindergarten.
Child. He has helped raise me.
Mm-hmm.
You have only been in my life for 3 years now.
Oh, no,
there
you.
Hold on.
Difference between that.
You know, I said I'm going to tell you why you're wrong about communicating, because this is, imagine the same scenario with bridesmaids or groomsmen. And we go through this all the time with weddings where you decide who you're going to have in your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Do you go have a conversation with the people you don't choose? Hell no. I don't go, hey, just so you know, I asked all them to be in my wedding, but not you. No, you ask the people you want to ask.
Are those people butting their butts in and saying, hey, I'm the bridesmaid
I would be just
now.
As irritated with them. But I'm saying you don't owe anyone a conversation as to why they're not in your wedding. That's all I'm saying.
We had to have a couple conversations, Aaron and I, with people about why they weren't a part of
our... Isn't it awkward?
And it's awkward. It's weird.
Nobody wants to have those, and you don't owe anyone those.
And you're like, bro, why are we doing this right
now?
So
awkward.
You kind of took our day and made it about you a little bit.
And this is where I'm going with the stepmom.
You are right.
Yeah.
You
are right.
You don't owe her a conversation.
It's the dad that's the jerk.
He needs to be managing messaging the stepmom is what Sauce said.
However,
and he is stirring.
But for.
Therefore, and in light of.
Nonetheless.
Dr. Phil said every but for, and when you get to the first but for and can't go any further, that's where your answer is.
Ergo. We appreciate you, Sauce.
Bye, Saucy.
Much love.
Bye. Goodness gracious. Love. Peace.
So not the jerk for not dancing with the stepmom.
Yo, it's Friday for sure. Y'all are on one and so are we.
I'm even on one, man. I'm not even getting married. I'm mad about this. I got nothing in this game.
I ain't even looking at the text. Leave me out of those, bro.
Oh, man. I'm afraid to look at the texts.
Let's do it.
You're right. Trish said, I think jerk just because they made room for both dads, but not both mom figures.
The only one left out. I could hear that.
Somebody said she's the jerk for making everyone sit through even more dances.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, dong.
Ding, dong.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
Okay, let me go back in my text. Last Saturday night, what time did I get the you up text? Oh, 6:17 p.m.
P.M.? You got a hey, big head text?
6:17 p.m., everybody.
Dang, that was early.
And I don't know. It's like I stopped going on the app for a week and I got all these weird things happening. Like this random message at 6:17 last Saturday. So I was emceeing the fundraiser for the Education Foundation for New Berlin.
Correct.
So my kids are in the schools there. Right. So I'm like, yeah, I'll DJ and MC your fundraiser on a Saturday night. So I'm minding my own business. The thing started at 6. 6:17, I get a text. And I'm like, wait, I don't think this was meant for me. Do you want to read or you want me to read it?
Oh, well, you know I like to read.
Okay, see, Saturday, 6:17. Just go ahead and read them and you're going to see.
It starts with, hey, hopefully you haven't hit the highway yet because Abel's jacket is still here? Who's Abel?
I don't know. I have no idea who Abel is.
Then he says, blanking hell. That was from my cousin, Alicia.
So he had sent a text to meant for a girl named Alicia or Alicia, as you say in Espanol.
Yeah.
He says his cousin, fine. And it's out of nowhere on Saturday night. And I look at who it's from, and it's from the guy.
But then, okay.
That I dated last fall.
Yeah.
And we would go to the movies, and he was a character. And then we ended up ending things like after like a couple weeks, but it moved hot and heavy. I don't even remember what we called this guy.
I don't remember. I mean, I remember like talking about this guy, but I remember what
I don't remember what his name was.
Yeah, I just feel like y'all, I don't remember what the whole like consensus was about this dude, but I think you just summed it up as like y'all might not get along or something. Like that.
He was a little too feisty for me.
But then he follows up immediately after the, oh, I'm sorry, that was from my cousin. And goes, I mean, unless you up.
Yeah, like I was like, wait, what? I looked at my girlfriend. I go, wait, okay, so he accidentally texted me at 6 p.m. Then he follows it up with, but you up? And then he sent a kissy face, didn't he?
I'm like,
what?
And then Goofball's trying to give himself a name, talking about some, in case you mention this on the radio Monday.
Because I wrote back and said, I'm hosting a fundraiser, dude. Like, I'm busy right now.
All night. Like, all for night. My kid's fundraiser.
Yeah, and then he says,
just call me Booty Call Bob if you talk about it.
That's what, I'm like, what?
I'm not calling you Booty Call Bob, bro.
You don't get to name yourself.
Only people that write in for What Would DZ Do's and Am I the Jerks get to name themselves.
I just realized he had 4 back-to-back.
Not you dumpster fires.
At 6 p.m.
That was a no accidental text.
I mean, unless you up. You think he intentionally sent it and then did the you up and then...
Unless he was trying to
3 minutes later said, in case you mention this Monday, call me Booty Call Bob. What?
Maybe he was voice texting and said like, hey, Siri, Alexa, whatever, text Alicia, and all it heard was Allie, right?
Alicia,
and I'm reaching, bro. I'm trying to help brother out here because there's no other way why he should have texted you so quick, back to back, with so many texts ready to go.
Right.
That don't make sense.
He texted me at 6:17, 6:25, 6:26, 6:29, and then I wrote back and said, LMAO, I'm DJing a fundraiser for my kid's school, basically, and then he never responded.
So what was the vibe with this guy? Remind me again.
Okay,
why didn't you guys end up working out?
We met and he was cool. I liked him. No kids on his end though.
Oh,
kind of like
right. Single
guy in Tulsa. You can picture the vibe.
Doing
right?
his own thing.
Doing
bachelor.
His own thing.
Very bachelor still.
Smart, has a good job, but
whatever.
You know, total bachelor. No,
no kids though. He's always available.
But very Wisconsin guy. And we had hung out. We had gone out to dinner and he wanted to go to the movies and I didn't. And no matter how many times I said I didn't want to go to the movies. He kept bringing it up, remember? And I went, fine, we'll go to the movies. And we ended up going to the movies.
Right.
And I was just irritated the whole time.
Because y'all went to the movies.
And then I made him dinner and it got weird. He was kind of like, he was a little, oh, I know what the problem was. He was too reactive. Remember?
Y'all were too similar.
Yes. Like, I knocked over the TV tray or something, and he was like, whoa!
And it freaked him out.
And you were like, Allie, this guy's too reactive for you, I'm too anxious.
For your reactions.
For my reactions. Yeah. Like, I'm too anxious for somebody who's, I need a calm.
Equally as anxious? We can say it.
Thank you.
Oh! What was that? It was a tray, my guy. You good? Or are you good?
And maybe I just wasn't in a good place at the time, because I actually really wasn't. But
I could receive that because I agree.
I was in a bad place at that time. Sure. But I just was like, I don't know. This guy's a bit much, but he was fun. He was entertaining. He was a personality. And so now, when I had messaged him randomly like a year ago, and then he wrote back a year later. That was the most recent texting we had.
There was arguably a moment, though, where you were like, I could see this being fun.
Mm-hmm. WXSSHD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Yeah, he's fine.
You think he's still reactive?
Or am I less reactive now?
Am I in a better spot? Do you think you're in a better spot?
I don't know. Because remember last week I told you I was thinking about BBL Boo and then I never did anything about it.
Well, maybe you're in a mode
where... one day I think about him and one day I don't.
Can we storyboard the green lights and red lights or green flags and red flags about this guy next and why he might is a potential?
You're saying I should revisit this guy? Now he's just sending me booty calls though. I don't need those.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is maybe you do want to revisit some of the people that you might have kind of not given a full chance on because you weren't ready and you weren't in a good place. You've acknowledged and said, I am in a much better place now. Mm-hmm. And I think the world agrees with you. Hi, I'm the world. I think you're in a better place, right?
Much better place.
You know, because we had some crappy things happen, bro. Mm-hmm. And we've breathed through it.
Mm-hmm. A lot of crappy things.
Maybe we could breathe in a couple of guys' directions.
Maybe I should have a little fun this summer.
Maybe booty call boo. I mean, it is warming up outside.
Maybe should I write him right now and be like, we're not calling you booty call Bob, but all right, we're going to talk about this next.
All right.
Let's visit it, please.
Let's get it.
I need your advice on what to do.
Let's storyboard.
Like I'm torn between men I'm not even talking to. Make it make sense.
Greens and reds next.
Is will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
So where were we? Talking about the two men I have no relationship with.
That you're torn between. The guys that are fighting over you who have no clue this is happening.
Made all this up in my mind, by the way.
Who's going to win Allie's heart?
Who's not even trying, by the way?
Where did these roses come from?
Oh, my God.
Are we on a bachelor?
What is wrong with me? Last week I said I was thinking about BBL Boo. I might reach out. I didn't. I moved on with my life. Then I get this random booty call from whatever his name was last year.
Booty call Bob or whatever he tried to call himself. That ain't gonna stick.
And then that's it. And now I'm like, should I be revisiting some of these people? I mean, it is about to be summer. Do I just go look for new ones? I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, honestly, I'd say if we're looking at red flags, green flags, contrast as far as between you, them, and the situation, do you feel like anything stood out about these guys that you're like, oh, yeah, there's no way in no world that me being in a better place, I would ever consider going back? Because if there's something that stood out to you as far as like...
Maybe
not something that I would revisit.
No, that. But either of them, I would date.
So,
and I said I wouldn't with the first one, which is even funnier. Now I'm just bored. See, now I'm bored. This is the problem. Now I'm like, maybe.
I wouldn't think.
And I'm like, am I just bored, or am I? Do I really? You know,
I wouldn't say you're bored, bro. You're somebody like you're a human being that wants a naturally engaging conversation with something, someone that isn't a dang child or preteen.
I need an adult, yes.
And that also isn't necessarily the girls all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could talk to your ladies all you want.
All the time.
You could hit me up all you want. But the stimulation that you get from somebody that you're kind of like courting or that you've got that different physical attachment or attraction with, that's a different conversation.
Mm.
It always is every single time. I don't want nobody to lie to you or anybody to lie to themselves and say it isn't. Even if you're not physically attracted, that genuinely stimulates a different part of the brain than just talking fucking anybody.
I'm physically attracted. Oh, right. Yes. I'm physically attracted to both these guys.
Oh, I'm not talking. What I'm saying is, even if you're saying, oh, well, it's not all about physical attraction.
Oh, right.
It's talking to somebody you are attracted to that isn't a child, a girlfriend, a coworker,
like a crush.
A brother, a crush almost. Like it's that butterfly.
That butterfly feeling where it feels good.
Yeah, really. What are we talking about next? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's different. You ain't looking at your phone going, ooh, I wonder what DZ said.
Like, no, I'm not.
Me? You're not looking at a text from Kelly going, ooh, I wonder what Kelly said.
No. I don't get all excited. Yeah, but I just go, oh, my girls.
BBL Boo texts you and you go, ooh, I wonder what he said.
That's true. It's a happy feeling.
Different stimulation. And I think that's the stimulation that we're all kind of looking for en route when we do go out, right? If you're single and you're going out, you're looking for a different stimulation. Are you interested in stimulating yourself with people who you need to now craft a new relationship with, find out a lot more, you know, 21 question style things? Or are you more interested in being comfortable and somebody you've already established something with that you could just go on a date with casually and be either a friend or other with?
I would love that, because I've had that in the past where I've had guys that are friends and we go on dates and we spend time together and they're my friends, but they're not, I don't like them enough to want to be in a relationship with, but it is romantic and it is fun. And then we meet, we go on dates and it's literally just kind of dating. I've had those relationships with guys.
And
with the right guys, it's fine.
You're not looking for a relationship, right?
It doesn't feel like that. I don't feel like I can say that, because it's like I have said, oh, I would be in a relationship. I think I'm ready. I felt that way with BBL Boo.
But summer's coming up.
But Allie likes to have fun and Allie doesn't like to be tied down. I like my freedom.
Yeah.
So I will say, but if it naturally happens.
If it naturally happens,
then
naturally
I'm into
happens.
It. Then I'm totally into a relationship.
I guess, do you prefer it to naturally happen with somebody new or somebody who you've already explored, if you will?
I don't. I just can't even. It's becoming to the point now where I can't even picture a relationship.
Let me flip this, right? Say, crazy world, you and I are flipped.
Yeah.
I wouldn't survive doing what you're doing.
What do you mean?
I'm not somebody that likes to meet new people. I remember before me and my wife have been together for about 20 years now. Before that, trying to spit game,
That's a lot of work.
No, thank you. And the way it's exploded now, even more so, no, thank you. I would dread trying
to date,
trying to meet new people. But I'd make myself toxic just to go back to exes so I didn't have to talk to new people. So I didn't have to reestablish, hi, I am, blah, blah, blah.
Somebody texted in, you're a grown woman. What's wrong with having a booty call every once in a while? Just go do your thing, boo-boo, and get it out of your system and have fun while you're bored and then move on. Okay, bye. Okay, I don't have a problem with a friend with benefits. I just was becoming unfulfilled with that. There were people that I was spending time with who I didn't have heavy romantic feelings with, and I was like, I'm so unfulfilled.
It wasn't stimulating mentally.
And I remember when I had one day, I had a booty call, and I was going to do it, and I looked at it, and I went, I don't want to do this anymore. And that was the day I knew I wanted a relationship. I remember that. I was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
I do remember that.
I was like, this isn't fulfilling for me. Like, I don't want to hang out with you. This isn't what I'm looking for. I'm looking for more.
You carved
the booty
call.
And that was the day I turned a corner. And that was, when was that? Last, I don't know, fall maybe?
Well,
last
summer?
Have we
turned another corner? Is there another corner?
I don't know if we're turning another corner. Bella's on the phone. I forgot about Bella and Kenosha.
That's right. The homie.
She loves to chime in on this. She's got opinions.
Bella and Bryce, their favorite segment.
Hi, Bella.
Hello.
What up, fam?
I don't know what I'm doing. I spend a week not talking to anyone, and now all of a sudden I've got these imaginary relationships going on.
These two dudes are fighting for Allie's heart.
They don't even know it.
They're about to now.
Completely imaginary. This guy did reach out to you, regardless if it was unintentional or intentional, to be determined.
Well, and so it wasn't intentional.
Not so imaginary. I don't think that was no accidental text.
You think he intentionally texted me and pretended like he was trying to text somebody else?
Yes.
Why didn't he just say you up?
Because boys are silly.
Well, I don't know why we had to go through all that.
Exactly. What Bella said, because boys are silly.
I would rather have been like, what are you doing? Let's get a drink. Yep. Where are you at?
Yeah.
Nothing. Unbelievable.
I would say, given the topic, I think A, B, and C, all of the above are great options for you. You can revisit things. You can explore new possibilities. You never know what could happen. Mm. You know, Mike and I, you know, we're a circle back around couple.
That's right.
Because when we first met, I wasn't in a place where I wasn't going to break his heart. So I was like, hit me up again in another time in another place, and maybe something can happen.
And she was serious.
Bella said, in another world, maybe it's meant to be, and look at him now.
It was meant to be. How many years apart did you guys break up, or did he come at you and then you came back around? How far apart?
3 years.
Oh.
And then again, like 4 years later.
Did you date other people? And then...
Yep, we both did.
Hey, look at that.
We both did. Yep.
And look at him now.
We were friends, and it was like, you know, very like, I was very honest. There was nothing like bad going on, but it was like, I always wonder what it would have been like if I was in a better place when I had met him. Because he was a good guy and a nice guy, but I
wasn't the timing.
I wasn't in a good place.
You weren't ready,
Yeah.
So I think you have all of your options.
And what's wrong? Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Nothing. I just was not trying not to re-swim in dirty pools.
Well, and we I don't want to call which him one dirty. In particular you ain't going back to.
But yeah, I mean, I don't feel like either of them are, you know, bad people.
But you didn't want to go back to the past.
No. I was trying to start fresh and start fresh, and then I keep getting circled, pulled back in by some of these, and I'm like, what's going on?
The thing is, unless you're directly looking to start a relationship, I don't think it's bad to, who cares, man?
You're right.
Clearly, who cares? I don't. Bella don't.
It's a fresh chapter. Yeah, do whatever you want to do.
Can you tell how indifferent I am right now on dating?
I can.
I was not like this like even a week or two ago. I was very passionate about what I felt. This week I'm like, whatevs. Maybe I'll revisit. I never even hit up BBL Boo again.
Ellie, start a thruple. You never know.
No, thank you. You know what? Never mind.
Oh,
I'm
too
good.
Far? Too far? Forget no, it. Now it's too far.
Too
I'm
much,
good.
Easy, too much.
Dang. 286 days?
In
space?
Stuck.
103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ, I need a vacation, but I don't know if I want to take one for 286 days.
That's not a vacation.
This is crazy.
You're forcefully out there.
I'm not going to lie. I forgot these astronauts were even in space. I'm not going to lie. They sent them up last June. They were supposed to be there for a week, these two astronauts. They finally came back now, I'm seeing, because you brought this up to me, DZ, and I had to go look. I went, oh, they're back.
And they're actually back.
They're actually back.
I need to see proof.
They parachuted the SpaceX capsule parachuted into the Gulf of Mexico. Mm-hmm. I said what I said. Yeah. It's the Gulf of Mexico.
It is.
In the early evening, and they were there for 286 days, and they were supposed to be there for like a week. And we had some problems. When they were supposed to come back immediately. That didn't work. That failed.
So they had thruster failure on their aircraft, right? And the thrusters are actually very vital to get back into our atmosphere because it's what controls the direction of the flight pattern of the spacecraft, I should say, excuse me.
Then they were supposed to come back in February, and then it got pushed back another month.
Yep.
And so they're finally back now, these two astronauts.
286 days. But get the kicker, G.
What's the kicker?
The kickers, they were up there 286 days, continued to do research, exploration, whatever.
Work.
Hoping that they'd get, you know.
What a weird job.
That they'd get saved.
Like, I know we all dream about weird jobs. Like, I want to be an astronaut when I grow up. But to actually do it is so bizarre.
We just talked about weird jobs.
That's weird.
Arguably a strange job that not many people have. But the kicker is.
What's the kicker?
They're not getting any hazard pay. They're not getting any overtime.
They're not
making any extra money. They're getting their regular old salary and the like $4 a day stipend that they had while they were in orbit. I said what I said. They're not making any extra money. They're not getting hazard pay.
What?
No OT.
No.
And nothing additional than the regular old chump change couple dollars stipend that they got daily for being in space.
Well, both of them are retired Navy captains. One man, one woman.
Yep.
If you know the two we're talking about who were stuck in space. But they said they didn't mind spending more time. They just felt bad about their families, that it was really tough on them. I'm like, yeah. Waiting for my family to be shot back out of space? Yeah, that'd be hard.
I need hazard pay.
They're not getting paid.
So let's just say
that's crazy. Are you sure?
A $5 stipend.
I mean, yes, you're sure. But
they're getting a $5 a day stipend. They were up there 186 days. No, excuse me. More than that. 286 days.
Yeah, 200, yeah.
They only got an extra $1,430.
Are you serious?
Five times 286 is $1,430.
Oh, no.
You
better make a Netflix movie and give me a ton of money for it then, for why I got stuck in space for 278 days.
Listen, a guy that got his arm stuck in a rock got a movie. You know the one I'm talking about. This can be a special, a docuseries at least. I'm sorry, but
there's no way I would do it.
I love my jobs. For the sake of argument, they love their jobs. They're astronauts. They're committed to the mission. They're scientists.
There's no way.
They are scientists. They're committed.
It's
sure.
not that I don't believe you, but it's hard to believe. But sure enough, they only get $5 on top of salary for each day they were stuck.
And they only make like $155K. The average salary for an astronaut is like $150K, $180K. That's not a lot
That's
of money.
That's messed up. That is messed
In
up.
In today's age, that is not a lot of money.
No.
I know guys that make far more. Let's just put it like that. Some of my peoples are not astronauts. And that's, I love my job. I love everything I do.
No way.
There is nothing that I do in my day-to-day that would take me 286 days away from my family or anything of my regular life that wouldn't require some back pay or hazard something. Mm. I'm leaving here with something.
Listen to what a NASA spokesperson said. When NASA astronauts are aboard the International Space Station, they receive regular 40-hour work week salaries. They do not receive overtime or holiday weekend pay. While in space, NASA astronauts are on official travel orders as federal employees, so their transportation, lodging, and meals are provided. Oh, you think that's enough?
Mm-hmm. When it was supposed to be a week trip? I packed a day bag, bro. You had me up here for a year.
Then the NASA spokesperson said they're also on long-term temporary duty and receive the incidentals amount for each day. The incidental expenses for travel to any location is currently $5 per day.
$5 for 280... $5.
Wait a second.
$1,430 is the incidental.
So, okay, so let's say they did, because I'm trying to reread that going, wait, maybe they did get a 40-hour a week salary, and then on top of that, either way, there's no way you're getting me stuck in space for 9 months without my family and telling me you're giving me $5 extra a day. I mean,
I could agree to whatever you want.
No,
that is an emergency situation.
Not doing it.
Yeah, I'm not. No, I'm coming back, and I'm sorry, but we're going to have a different conversation.
You need to give me some hazard pay, yes.
We're going
to
restructure something.
That is some messed up stuff, dude.
What job could feasibly even have this?
Never.
Right? What job
this is messed up.
Take you away a year.
On accident. From your friends and family in space where we don't even know what the repercussions are going to be when you're back down on Earth, right?
Thank
with the gravity
you.
Repercussions. And the health repercussions.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
So I'm going, ain't no way. So
hell
I guess my
no.
question is.
Yeah, what's your question?
With all the different jobs that we all have,
mm-hmm.
are we taking or are we accepting this for the jobs that we have? Would we go, yeah, no, it's part of the mission. It's part of the commitment. I am so committed to this company and what I do that I don't need the hazard pay.
Absolutely not.
Because it sounds like they're not fighting it. To be completely honest with you, it sounds like they're not doing nothing about it and going, yeah, we're scientists.
Only because they're going to have like book deals and movie deals now about their time in space because they got stuck there for 9 months.
What are they going to say? Yeah, we just kind of
here's the story. I mean, of how everybody got stuck in space.
What discoveries did they make?
We went around again. How many times did they circle the sun? Some ridiculous amount of times.
You know, day number 144 of surviving when we were only supposed to be here 7. It's not going to be a very exciting movie. There's no drama that necessarily happened.
I think they're going to come back and they're going to settle in, and then they're going to be like, wait a second.
They're going to realize they were gone for an entire year and go,
there's so much hoopla now around them coming back and getting off, you know, SpaceX, and we finally brought them home and they missed their families. I'm saying let it settle, and then all hell's going to break loose probably, and they're going to be like, hold on.
Because I've seen people talking about the fact that, yeah, they made that commitment and they shouldn't be paid extra.
Somebody said they are considered military personnel. How is it any different than a person being deployed for war?
That was my next point.
I didn't realize people in space and NASA employees are considered military personnel. I had no idea.
I learned
something new today.
I'm so glad somebody texted because I was just about to say it really isn't much different than military personnel when they're on deployment. They don't make any different. I will say I think they do make a little bit more money, but the hazard pay in that is the difference there. You know, they got a risk of getting shot, killed, and or whatever, right?
Whoever texted in, oh my God, I'm dying, quote, I packed a day bag and you guys had me up here for a year, unquote.
That's exactly what happened, man. I only had 3 pairs of drawers and y'all messed me up.
This is supposed to be a weekend trip, you guys.
Boy, I did not bring enough sneakers
this. 414-533-1037. I don't think anybody would put up with this.
I mean, they did sign. They are technically military personnel. I hear why somebody would go, no, they They committed their lives to this. They understood the risk when they went up there that they may not return. We've seen unfortunate tragedies happen with space involvement that you go, that is part of the job. You signed on the dotted line. We're just going, you ain't going to have me out here for 286 days.
Whoever texted in because NASA is corrupt. Guess who else is corrupt? Everyone. Have you paid attention to anything going on in the world?
Welcome to the world.
Welcome to half the world right now.
Three quarters, maybe. Who knows?
All right. So we're not going to talk about the corruption. We're going to talk about, would you do this?
I mean, would you, accept it?
No, I would not. I would throw a fit.
I might have to, right? I did make that commitment. Talking through it, As far as
you would take it, you would come back after getting stuck for a year at a concert. So we take you to a SZA and Kendrick concert. Let's just say.
And all of a sudden, we end up on tour for the next 286 days.
But we're not on tour. We're by ourselves in the back of a truck we got stuck in. We're stuck in a truck.
And I only got three pairs of boxers.
And nobody to talk to. And it's, by the way.
It's me and you.
Yeah, but hello, you're cool, but no offense.
Hello, but after 286 days of this.
You're going to want to kill me if I don't kill you first. Nobody could stay together in a small box that long. How these two are even getting along is beyond me. They probably, you think of the little fights they got in 100 days in.
As tight as I started about
Fine,
this.
Tom. I didn't ask you, Tom.
As mad as I went, ain't no way I'm not getting no hazard pay. I also didn't make this sacrificial commitment. I did something else with my life so that I can argue for hazard pay. Mm-hmm. There is a sacrificial element to this where I'm now understanding, going, dang, yeah, it is. It's part of the job. That does suck.
Zilla texted in. He said, who's feeding these people? Domino's doesn't deliver. I think they send little capsules of food out to them, don't they?
I have no clue how they got
fed
up
there. I don't know how this works. And I went to NASA when I was like 8, okay, with my parents. And I don't remember a thing. So don't ask me.
They did get pod delivery so that they could continue to be fed.
Isn't that wild that they can deliver stuff, but they can't bring them home?
Those ready-eat meals, bro.
So weird.
Them powdered strawberries be something else, bro.
Somebody said they weren't alone. There were other astronauts from another country. You can add 3 more in, and I'm still irritated.
I'm fighting everybody. What's up?
I don't care. I don't want to be there for 278 days.
The more the merrier. Y'all all catching these zero-gravity hams.
All right, we're going to talk to you guys next about... There is no way. Next. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Luckily, get to go home after work today. We're not stuck at work for 270-whatever days or whatever it is.
286.
Thank you. Because these astronauts just returned home. I forgot they were even up there. I'm not going to lie. This is how quick the news cycle moves.
Their families forgot, too. Don't feel bad. It's okay.
The poor kids are like, we're in school. We forgot you existed.
Mommy, who's that strange man?
Oh, my God. Let's pull up Julie at Oak Creek because we're talking about these astronauts and how they're really just not getting paid for all the time they were stuck up there. I mean, nothing over the top.
Nothing extra from what they're already getting paid regularly, bro. $5 a day stipend.
Please. Hey, Julie.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, fam.
Did you just, like, jump out of a spaceship and hope to God you land on Earth, or is that the dumb idea?
I don't think oxygen works that way.
Fine. Julie, what about you? Would you have put up with this? What would you have done?
Absolutely not. I would have looked to one of the other countries and said, hey, can I hitch a ride with one of your peeps, and then I'll work on getting back to the U.S. later.
Once it happens.
Wait. Why didn't they just do that?
I have no idea. Maybe there's some law.
Has a brain.
And you can't, I don't know.
I don't know why I didn't even conceptualize, like, hey, can I just hit the ride with y'all and I'll get home?
Wait, the people from the other country left?
I don't think they were stuck.
What the hell?
I don't know.
Why didn't the Americans come back?
I clearly didn't investigate enough because I wasn't ready for that question, Julie. Why didn't they just hit
the
ride?
Julie, we were just upset they didn't get paid more. That's all. Now you gotta make me think harder about this?
Then you mean they could have been home in 7 days?
They've gone to Russia first. Because again, it's the government and the military, so they do everything if they make us think about it.
Is this too logical of a question, Julie? Did you just ask way too logical of a question right now? That's funny.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Well, Carly from Racine said it doesn't matter if there were 2 or 5 or 8. The isolation from society is going to do something to your mental state of mind after a period of time. It's human nature to need human interaction. Yeah.
Even if it's one person? No, you need more.
There's a reason we hold babies, even if they're not ours.
Why do you think we like to people watch so much? Just human interaction, even if it's not interacting. We just like to be stimulated visually sometimes by other people.
Somebody said SpaceX sent up a ship, but they needed to stay. Okay, whatever you say. Wow. I forgot they were up there. I'm not even going to lie. You know why we can't?
No. They would get some kind of gravity sickness too for being.
Well, that's
up
what
there
I'm
that
saying.
Long.
When they come back down, what happens?
Is there
your
such
body?
A thing as space
right.
legs? Because they're
know.
Sea legs when you get off a cruise or like for the Navy men, the seamen out there. I'm done with you, man.
He said seamen.